So now, they fix a date when they will have to gather over there for a challenge. And what Fir'aun is doing meanwhile, he's sending orders to the people of the country that all of you must come over here at that place, assemble at that place, because we will have a challenge with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is using Fir'aun to gather the people for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. All of those people gathered over there, then he proved the truthfulness of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Didn't have to go nowhere. This is when Allah accepts someone. And this is how he accepts Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Put the barakah in the work of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came back from Mi'raj, Hani radiyallahu anha, she begged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please ya Rasulullah, don't inform anyone of this journey. They will mock you, ya Rasulullah. They'll make fun of you, ya Rasulullah. They won't believe for sure, ya Rasulullah. He says, I'm a prophet of Allah. I can't hide anything. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Convey the message that you get from Allah. And this is part of my being a messenger of Allah, that I went for this trip, so I have to inform people about it. Ya Rasulullah, they will mock you. Let them do whatever they have to do. My responsibility is to convey the message. They can do whatever they like to do. He goes out. And you know who was the first person that he met? He met Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl asked him, what's new, Muhammad? So of course he has to tell him. He says, last night I went for a trip. Where did you go? I went to Baitul Maqdis, to Jerusalem, and then I went, was taken to the heavens, and I saw the Jannah and Jahannam, and I came back. Is that right? You went for this whole trip within that night, and you came back same night. Yeah, I did it. Muhammad, now, he wants all the people to hear it so that they can make fun of him. Muhammad, would you do me a favor? If I gather the people for you, would you tell them this story? He says, why not? Sure. Okay, go by the Kaaba. I'm getting all the people over there. So he goes and knocks at each and every door. He's going each and every street announcing to people that go by the Kaaba. There is a very interesting story from Muhammad today. So they gather over there. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proved to them the truthfulness of that incident of Isra and Mi'raj. Allah is using Abu Jahl to gather the people for him. This is how Allah blesses the work of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They don't need to use all of this technology. I'm not against it. I'm not saying don't. We have to use it. We are using it. But we need to, in reality, the most important thing is that barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we see, as he have passed away, rahmatullahi alayhi, now you look back at him, and you can see that really he was blessed in the similar manner as an ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was going in the same steps without using any of those means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just making people feel that they want to go and learn something from him. They just want to go and spend time around him. They just want to go and see him just once in their life, and they feel that they are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, those who have seen him, that today they are proud that they have seen Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. A person who spent his life reforming the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bringing back these sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into people's life. Today we really, a large number of people that we see with these beards, with these dresses, with these imamas on their head, it's the barakah of the teachings of that man that I said I seen sitting on that wheelchair. His worry was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should come into people's life. And then he was doing his best to make sure that he finds each and every sunnah, not only the well-known sunnahs. Now we all know about this, we know about the hat, we know about the dress. But there are certain things that really even ulama, even mashayikh, even muftiyani kiram never paid attention to it. But this man, since his worry was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, So everything that he used to do, he used to find the sunnah way of doing it and goes into each and every detail of how exactly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed it. Let me give you an example. He's in i'tikaf for the whole month of Ramadan. There is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he performed the i'tikaf of the whole month of Ramadan, how did he do it? He did the i'tikaf of the 10 days, first 10 days, and he said to Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, I did the i'tikaf of these first 10 days of Ramadan, hoping that I would find Laylatul Qadr in these 10 nights of Ramadan, but I did not find Laylatul Qadr in these first 10 nights of Ramadan. Therefore, I will be doing the i'tikaf of the second 10 days of Ramadan, and whoever was in i'tikaf with me for the first 10 days should do the i'tikaf of the second 10 days of Ramadan too. So he did the i'tikaf of the second 10 days of Ramadan, and now he says to them after that ended, that we did the i'tikaf of these 10 days of Ramadan, but we did not find Laylatul Qadr in these nights either. Therefore, we are going to do the i'tikaf of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And then he found Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Ask the mashayikh who do i'tikaf during Ramadan and they do it for the whole Ramadan. How do they do it? And then ask Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi how he used to do it. He writes a letter to one of his students. I'm in i'tikaf at this time. And I normally perform the i'tikaf and sit in i'tikaf for the whole month of Ramadan. But it's my habit. I don't make the intention for the whole month of Ramadan at once. For each 10 days, I make a separate intention because this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How deep this man is going. That since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing he made the intention of first 10 days, so therefore I make the intention of only first 10 days. Then after that I make the intention of the second 10 days. Then I make the intention of the last 10 days so that I'm following that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his old age, he's not able to move. He cannot even talk properly. His khadim is pouring the water on him and washing his body for a wudu. He's making the wudu for him. All of a sudden the khadim realizes the sheikh is getting a little upset and is looking at him, giving him a bad look. What happened? He realized he made a mistake. Sheikh does not have teeth. Sheikh does not have teeth. So when the khadim was rinsing his mouth, he did not use the miswak thinking there are no teeth, but Shaykh is saying, looking at him, that you need to use the miswak because that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what if I don't have teeth? Subhanallah. Look at these ways. I mean, a person who's so much in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was very sick. Not able to even sit for a few minutes. It's time for Salatul Fajr. All the khuddam are worried. How is he going to perform it? But he says, let's do the Salah. So they made him sit. One of the khuddam starts leading the Salah. In his Salah, he recited two surahs of Quran, short surahs. I don't exactly remember. There are students that may of Shaykh al-Hadith who may remember, Khulafa who may remember. It might be that Ja Nasrullah Tabati, that one of these. So he recited two short surahs. After he finished his salah, Shaykh called him and said, if you wanted to recite two short surahs, had you recited Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas, we would have got the reward of the sunnah also, because once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these two surahs in Salat al-Fajr. In that age, in that situation, and a person is thinking of these things. And because of these situations,